Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today comes from Psalm 121 and verse 4, and it reads, "Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." This text of scripture is part of one of the songs of ascent, and it reveals a very interesting and important quality of God. This quality is the reality that he neither sleeps nor slumbers. The word sleep, as it is used here, means to be slack, and when related to a person, it is having or showing a disinclination to physical exertion or effort. Figuratively, it means to die. It also means to grow old, stale, or inveterate. The word slumber used here means to be drowsy. Figuratively, it speaks of inactivity, indolence, and sloth. Aren't you glad that the Lord is always alert and active? Because of the reality that God neither sleeps nor slumbers, you should develop an unwavering confidence in his ability to keep you. The word keep, as used in the text, means to guard, to protect, and to have charge of. I believe that one of the reasons why God neither sleeps nor slumbers is because he is spirit. And spirits don't sleep, as they are not subject to mortality. The scriptures declares in Hebrews 12 verse 9, "Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?" As the Father of spirits, he is the immortal, invisible, and the only wise God. In 1 Timothy 6:16, Apostle Paul said that he is the one who only had immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man had seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. So I say to you, do not give up on God. Instead, look up to God. He walks, functions, and operates from a realm outside, beyond, and superior to time. You can therefore rest in his ability to perform. You can therefore rest in his ability to guard, protect, and have charge over you and all of your affairs today and for the rest of your life. This is because he is a covenant-making, covenant-keeping, and covenant enforcing God. He is ever faithful and he is true. Now, let's take the declarations together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I declare that you will not let my feet slip. You who watches over me will not slumber. Indeed, you who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. I am kept, guarded, protected, and watched by the light of your presence, now and always. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua HaMashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using next steps as a subject that can help you further. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku, or simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it will take you there. If you were blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ugbeyokwu. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.